Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hannah Ashton Podcast, a podcast to mentor, inspire, and empower the boss babe. And if those aren't some great adjectives, I don't know what are. So today's episode is a little bit different. I'm just going to be doing a Q&A with some questions I got in my inbox the other day from Sarah. These questions are mostly around my business and a little bit about me, my title, what I'm going to major in college next year, and a few other things. I do have a few housekeeping announcements, but they're way more fun than housekeeping. First off is that we are getting a facelift to our website, that is. HannahAshtonContent.com will no longer be on Wix. We are moving to WordPress and it'll be under HannahAshton.com. It's coming this fall, maybe October, still not set on a date, but this is the first time I've made any announcement that we are changing our website, so you guys are the first to know. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, again, only one email a week, go to our website and you can scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, enter your email, there we go. Okay, so let's get into the questions. The first question she has is, what does a typical consultation look like for you? What are your general main focuses when it comes to figuring out a plan for the business? So these are sort of two different questions. I'm going to start out with the second part. What are your general main focuses when figuring out a plan for the business? When I started Hannah Ashton Content, I honestly had very little of a plan. I knew I wanted to use Wix.com because I already made my website through it. It was the first website I tried out and it worked and I was like, great, done deal. And I knew I wanted to give consultations and I sort of created an outline for each consultation, a very rough outline. I have tweaked the outline of those consultations since and as I've tweaked the business as a whole. But starting out, I did not have a business plan. I'm starting to write a business plan with a program this October. All through the new year, I will be making a professional business plan, but that's just for a school project. But you definitely don't need one to start out. You definitely, when you're starting out a business or anything, blog, YouTube, Instagram for fun, at least have some idea of the content you're going to be posting. And of course, you want to have some main ideas, some main goals, what your audience is going to be. But we go into all of that if you book a consultation with me. So let's talk about that. So if you don't know my business, I do blog, social media, and YouTube consultations, mostly to women is the audience we target, depending on what you book. But usually each consultation comes with a little digital worksheet. It's super cute and easy, and it asks questions like about your personality, what your likes are, your interests, what you're wanting to do, what kind of fonts you like, all those kinds of things that are going to go into building your platform. If you already have a YouTube or a blog or social media and you want me to be a mentor, manager, and sort of check in, see how you're doing, what can it be improved, what you're doing good, I do that as well. And if you need a manager to help you with sponsorships and brand collaborations, I can go in and I have a separate worksheet for that. So basically I cater my consultations to the needs of the client, but those are the basics of a consultation. We hop on a phone call. I'm usually in my pajamas because I have to schedule my phone calls late at night because I'm in high school for half the day. I usually have my glass of water next to me, and for however long you book, whether that's 30 minutes, 45, or an hour, we hammer it out, sit here, you have my full attention, and we work on you, okay? We work on your social medias, building your brand, basically whatever you book the consultation for, all about you during that time. Okay, on to question two. What are your favorite and least favorite things about what you do? What I like to do most is honestly just sit at my desk, have it nice and clean, have a candle burning, my window open, and a tall glass of water next to me. And I love just searching my website and looking at it and reading the blog post over and over again that I write or contributors write, and just realizing that this is an actual thing and people are actually going on this website and reading my name. That's my favorite thing about having the business. But my favorite thing to do is to probably talk to other creators. I get to talk to so many amazing women when I'm setting up collaborations or people ask questions like Sarah for this podcast. And just, it's so great to be able to talk to so many amazing women across the world without this. I would never even know exist. So love that about it. Least favorite thing to do would be emails. I know everyone says this, but honestly, like, just the basic questions that people ask that are on my website, but people don't take the time to go into my website and where I lay it all out for them. They just send me an email, which is fine. You can do that. I'm not complaining. But I did bring on Julia a girl on my team to help me with that, is because it takes so much time and it's so tedious. So that's why I love Julia. She's amazing at it. So if you ever sent me an message on Wix, I may reply, or you may get a reply from Julia, but she's just as good. Next question is, how long does the process take? Do you work with clients over periods of a few days, or just for tips, or do you work with them for extended periods of time to keep up with their channels, blogs? So basically, when you book a consultation, all you're paying for is the one consultation at a time. That is 30 minutes to an hour. And during that time, I try to give you as much information as possible crammed into that time so you can get the most out of it. If you decide you want to book again, I usually recommend booking a month out each time, just because in that month you can work on the things we talked about in our previous session, work on them, and then we can come back, go over them, add new things. If you're starting up like a website or a YouTube channel though, and you want to launch it in a month and you haven't even started yet, we may need to meet like once a week. So it just depends on the client again. I will recommend how often they need to book, but yeah, basically it's just upon your needs. What officially do you call your job title? This is an interesting one because it's nothing specific, okay? Sure, founder, CEO, blog editor, blog contributor, like podcaster. Like, I have many roles. You have many roles when you are somewhat of a one-woman show. I do have help, like I said, from Julia and Grace. When people need a basic idea, social media manager, sure, it works. It can also be content manager, content mentor, anything like that. I'm not too specific on my role. My role is just Hannah Ashton. It's my brand. Check out my YouTube, my Instagram, my website. You'll learn more about all the roles I play then. So I just go, Hannah Ashton. That's my job. And then her last question is, what do you plan on majoring in college? She's a senior too, so she knows this question gets asked way too often. And if you're a senior or maybe even a junior, you know it does, but that's okay because people are interested. I decided I want to major in business. Some schools that I'm looking at may also have an entrepreneurship major. So I think that would be really interesting. If not, business management, maybe a little PR. If I have some time, I'd like to also maybe work a little bit with media or marketing. I don't really know. We'll throw some things in there. I still have like half a year to figure this out, right? If you guys are wanting to know what colleges I'm looking at, I'm staying in Tennessee. And I did a video on this a month or two ago on my YouTube channel, so you can check that out. I think it's like my college decisions, what I'm doing with my life next year. Who knows? I still got to write college essays. Okay, but let's get back to the podcast. So that is it for this Hannah Ashton Q&A. If you guys want more podcasts like this where I just answer your questions, send me an email with the subject line podcast questions. You can find my email on my website under contact, and I will see if other people want to see that, and then I will maybe answer them. Also, if you want to be on the blog or the podcast, also email me and we can maybe set something up. I have an awesome interview coming up with a girl who runs her own online shop, and her clothes are so cute, let me tell you. So get excited for that in an upcoming podcast, guys. And I will talk to you all in the next one. Have a great day. Bye.